Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today's show, I have Carrie here from the Good Child team. And we were talking off mic, just getting to know each other a little bit more. And she's a veteran. And we start talking about, you know, I've done several VA loan ads and a few different things. And I get really no responses, which is the weirdest thing. So veterans out there, God bless you. Thanks for doing what you did. Carrie, thanks for doing what you did.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we were just talking about, my dad is a World War II vet. He's still with us. God bless him. He's 90 years old.
Yeah.
And what I want to talk about today, Carrie, is, well, tell them a little bit about yourself. What do you do? How do you do it? Things like that. Then I want to dive into the veterans. You know, you're a veteran. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Let's talk about, you know, how we can help. This isn't an infomercial. This isn't a sales show. The goal here is to educate you. You earn these benefits.
Yeah.
Use them. Yeah. And we can help you use them. We'll help you use them. We'll take the stress off of your plate. Let us, you know, throw the burden on us. Let us do what we do. So tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah. So my name is Carrie Perkins. I'm a realtor with the Good Child team with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Stark Real Estate. And I am a Marine Corps veteran. I was served from 2002 to 2006. And my passion in what I do as a realtor is to help people and impact people's lives positively. But in turn, obviously, you know, my true goal is to be able to also help my veteran military community. And the thing that I've learned most since I've been out over these many years is that veterans either A, don't really know about this benefit, having the VA loan, or they do and they don't know much about it. Like, they're not educated enough to really take advantage of it.
Right.
So the key for me is to, anytime I meet a veteran, which is kind of rare, you know, there's a lot of us, but, you know, we're kind of quiet. Like, we don't really, you know, we just don't get to know each other very often. So anytime I do get to meet a veteran or a spouse or family member of a veteran or someone who is in the military, it makes me really happy, for one. And two, I automatically ask them, hey, you know, do you own a home? And if you don't, you know, have you utilized your VA loan? Do you know about it? So the key really for me is to educate.
Right. And that's what I want the show to be. Mm-hmm. I just want to reach out there. Again, guys, this isn't an infomercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. No. Let's make this an educational tool for you. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to post this on YouTube, podcast it, iTunes, everywhere possible. And again, this is going to be a tutorial on what, you know, what benefits you're entitled to. Mm-hmm. And then I want to also go over the disability piece of things, but go over some of the things that you know about the VA benefits, because you know probably a lot more than most. Mm-hmm. And then I'll try to fill in the gaps on maybe the mortgage side of things.
Yeah. So if you, you know, if you've never owned a home and you're a veteran or you're in the military, right, you have the VA loan, and it's one of the best loan options out there. Because for one, if you don't have a savings, you don't have to have any money down.
Right.
So right there, you can buy a home with no money down.
Right.
And secondly, in regards to private mortgage insurance, which usually is on all other loans, it's an extra fee that you have to pay monthly, and you don't have to, you know, pay PMI.
Yeah. So that could actually save somebody probably 100, 150, maybe 200 bucks a month.
Yeah. It's a huge
savings. I'm going to throw this out here, and I'll throw this out to all veterans. Mm-hmm. I will waive all of our lender fees on a VA loan. So if you call in, I'd love to help you. I can do pretty much probably most of the country. So again, it's I'm not trying to make this an infomercial. I just want to say, you know, thanks for doing what you did. Mm-hmm. And my contribution to this is I'll waive all of your lender fees.
I mean, so that's huge savings right there. Yeah. Because, you know, I think with the lack of education, and then when they do go into it, especially if they're a first time home buyer, you know, like for example, I have a client right now and it can be daunting, you know, it's scary, you right. know, but right. the job of us, including the team that we surround our clients with, being the lender, you know, which would be you and your attorney and your home inspector and all that, it's key to have people who are going to help guide you through the process. So right. that way it's not scary. So realistically, you don't have to have any money in your savings because you don't need to put any money down.
Right.
And, you know, you're not going to be paying your private mortgage insurance. So realistically, you know, you have no reason to not go and look to purchase a home.
Right. And credit wise, you need a 580 credit score. I don't know if you're aware of that. I had actually two clients this past week that called me. One was just, they're telling me their credit scores. Mm-hmm. They're like, I just called three places and everybody says I can't get a loan without a 620 credit score. Mm-hmm. And I went through the details with them. One was an FHA. Mm-hmm. I qualified him FHA, and the other one was a VA. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're out there and you were denied, and I'll say this too, I don't care if you have a 500 credit score. Mm-hmm. Call.
Yep.
Let us work with you on your credit. That's what I do.
Yep.
And then once we get you to the point where we can
to
help,
where you need to be,
then,
yep.
then I'll do a pre-approval. Mm-hmm. We'll move you over to Carrie. Mm-hmm. Carrie will take you out and look for a home.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mean to step on your
toes. Yeah, no,
toes
that's
on
okay.
That one.
And then the other thing is, you know, realistically, you could possibly walk away from the closing table with money, because
yes.
a lot of the times, because you don't have any money down, right, we're going to negotiate in that contract for that home to try and get your closing costs covered. So right now, if you're saying already you're going to help with some of the lender fees,
absolutely,
that's going to yep. save them some money. And then on top of that, if we get you a decent amount of money to help cover those closing costs, if not more, maybe you could possibly walk away with the table with some money in
gotcha.
Your pocket.
Yep. So that's the huge benefit. And
yeah.
and I'll take blame for a lot of this as well, because many times I take an application, somebody will call in. I don't say, are you a veteran, or ask, are you a veteran?
It should be your first question to any client.
It should be.
Because right there, that's a game changer.
The crazy thing is I don't run across a lot, but like you said, do you know they count how many veterans are in Illinois? I had a count back years ago. It was crazy.
I know even just females in general, like female veterans, I think it's well over, I think, a million
in
like
Illinois,
that. Something like that. Yeah.
yeah. So just think about that. That's the female, mm-hmm. and no disrespect.
Mm-hmm. No, we are far and few.
Right.
We are far.
So
and
now
few.
you extrapolate that out. There's probably five times, eight
yeah.
times
yeah.
more males than females.
Mm-hmm.
You could potentially have, let's say there's 3-4 million out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, just in Chicago alone, I know there's well over 500,000 okay. just veterans. So
let's go over also, and I learned this probably in the last couple years,
mm-hmm.
disabled veterans.
Yes. Yes. If you have disability, and depending on the percentage of disability you have, for when you go to purchase a home, you actually get a discount. You get a break on your taxes depending on your percentage. So right there is going to save you a lot of money as well.
I have
well,
a client
too.
Right now. He's 80% disabled.
Mm-hmm.
He has his Illinois real estate taxes. I helped him with his purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And then I let him know this.
Yeah.
So he now pays zero in real estate taxes.
That's insane.
His home, it was about $6,000 to $7,000 in real estate taxes now that are gone.
Wow. That's huge. That's huge. Yeah,
think about it.
I know.
$400, $500, $600 a month.
Yep.
He's going to, you know, that person isn't going to pay.
Yeah.
What are some of the organizations that you're a part of?
So I am a part of the Chicago Veterans Organization. And they do, you know, monthly they do a Liberty Call. So, you know, veterans can get together. They have outings and events all the time. But their biggest annual event is Memorial Day weekend. And it's the Chicago Veterans annual Ruck March. And it's 20-mile walk to help raise awareness for veteran suicide, because there are 20 veterans a day that are committing suicide, sadly. And we just participated in that. And I had, you know, I spearheaded a team for our company. We had about, you know, nine of us that walked. And, you know, my goal is to do it every year and to grow it more and more, because no matter what, no matter what's going on in the veteran community, you know, we have homelessness, we have suicide, we have, you know, veterans not taking advantage of their VA loan benefit. So all it comes down to, in a nutshell, is education.
Right. Getting the word out.
Yes.
Is there a website that you have, or a Facebook page or something that you can kind of, they can connect with you?
Yeah. I mean, we're, I'm on Good to Know with Liz Goodchild here on AM 1160. I'm her co-host. And if you wanted to reach out to me, you could gladly go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/goodtoknowliz. You can shoot me a private message on there. And then we can talk from there, however you feel most comfortable.
Good phone number for you.
For me, it's 630-290-5603.
Email?
It's going to be kperkins at stark, starkre.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Again, this is the, just to, for those that tune in every day and watch on YouTube and follow things, this is, my name is Dan Frio. This is the Mortgage Update. But today's show, I wanted to take a special, you know, glimpse at VA, the veterans out there. Again, God bless you for what you did, but let us educate you into, if you're looking to buy a home, okay? And again, this, I don't want to make this a commercial, I guess. Please reach out to us and let us help in any ways. Again, it might be, you need some help with your credit. You'd love to help. You need some help. You know, you want to buy a house, but you're just like, my credit score's there. My credit's not there. I have no money. I have this. If you have that itch to buy a home, please just call.
Yep.
There's going to be no pressure.
Nope.
There's no, I get it. And I was just saying before, when Carrie was sitting here, I'm from a small little town in West Virginia. It's kind of cool. My dad was Veteran of the Year like 2 years ago. And I went to that event and never realized my town has the most veterans per capita of any city in the entire country.
That's so cool.
There's not that many. I mean, it's, well, you could say, well, it's a really small town. It's not that small a town. My graduating high school class was like 400.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's, you know, there's 30 kids in the high school, but you know, it was fairly big. So if we could be of any help, please reach out. We're going to take a break right now, but if you want to reach us directly or me personally, you can call 844-775-LOAN. Or shoot me an email at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. God bless. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. The captain of the Liz Goodchild team has just walked in. Liz, welcome.
Yes, thank you. This is such a privilege to be here. So, I love just like working with Dan, because I get so fired up every time I'm with him.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Good. He brings good energy. Yeah.
That's right. Cool, that's cool. Right.
So we just got finished with the VA section of the show. So what we want to talk about now is, and I'll go down this route. It's, again, if you have the itch to buy a home, there's a lot of misconceptions out there.
That's right.
There's a lot of banks, what I call overlays, and I won't go into the huge details there. Maybe we can kind of extrapolate that a little bit. But tell me, when let's say a person calls you, and now they you know, they found this out. They're in Palatine, and they're like, I drove past this house. I love it. They come to you, and they say, okay, I want to go see it. Now what? What's the steps that they need to take to go to that next level?
Well, I always usually, I mean, the first step is to talk to a lender to see, you know, to get that pre-approval so you know how much you can afford, right? Because you can't look at houses until you know how much you can afford, right? So I always say, you know, whether you've bought before or you haven't, the first step is talk to a lender. So usually I'll connect them with my lenders and I say, hey, you know, talk to them. It's a simple conversation. And at the end of that conversation, they will know where they're at, whether they're ready to buy now, 6 months from now, a year from now. And that lender will then set them up on the right path and give them a time frame.
Maybe.
Well,
let me kind of dig into that a little bit.
And that's where you're different, right?
Yeah. So here's what happened is this week. And you actually are working with both. You'll be working with, you mm-hmm. are or will be working with both these clients.
Mm-hmm.
They called, specifically the one called yesterday afternoon. I got back with this person last night about 9 o'clock.
Mm.
And she said she called a lender and she got turned down.
Mm.
None of us like rejection. Yes. No matter if it's, you ask, the girl in high school or the guy in high school, or you're at somewhere and you ask him for a date and you get turned down. Most mm-hmm. people don't even ask because it's like, I might get turned down. So mm-hmm. So what happened is they called a lender and they pulled their credit. They got denied.
Mm.
And I said, so what, what did they tell you? Well, I need a 620 minimum credit score. I'm like, okay, that's odd. So the next question I ask is, because the first thing that come in my mind is a lot of the grant programs for your down payment assistance come in play. You need a 620 or 640 credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said, well, so I'm thinking that. So now I look in and say, well, how much money do you have in the bank? I have at least $10,000 to put down.
I'm well, like, let's back up a bit, Dan, sure. because maybe our listeners don't know what a grant is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then just to let people know, again, another thing to think about is you don't really, if you need help with down payment, that's what Dan's talking about.
There are programs.
There are programs out mm-hmm. there that will give you a grant. And then actually, I just had a situation wherein a teacher in Chicago got $17,500
yeah.
of a grant money, which is payable in 5 years if she stays in the house 5 years. So you don't necessarily need a down payment, but Dan's client has $10,000. That's
right.
amazing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, okay, that doesn't, I don't know what it is. So basically in this, and I'll say this real quick, in our business,
mm-hmm.
There's what's called overlays.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the lenders put their own, or they tighten the guidelines in many areas. And this was one of them. They don't want to go down to possibly a 580 credit score. They want you to have a 620. So if you've been turned down,
mm-hmm.
don't give up.
No,
even if you have a 550 credit score, and it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work on it mm-hmm. because I can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and here's the thing though. Okay. So this is the reason why we send them over to you first, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
There's two critical things a first time buyer, or even if it's, even if it's their second time buying a house. Okay. Mm-hmm. The first thing that we don't want to happen is for them to fall in love with a house and then we find out that they can't really get it.
Yeah, they can't
right
afford
now.
It.
Mm-hmm. They can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
That is so sad.
Right.
Another disappointment and letdown, right?
Exactly. So we don't want to get to that point and show them a house, they fall in love with it, and then we can't get it.
Yeah.
Then the second thing that also is a true important information is that if a house is under $300,000 in this area, Northwest Suburbs, you're going to have competition.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be a multiple offer. And then they're going to tell you highest and best is due by noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and
which
then it's
means,
a shot in the dark. And,
well, yeah. you got to scramble.
Mm-hmm.
You got to scramble and get your pre-approval and get, your docs in a row.
Yep.
And so why don't you tell our listeners, Dan, like, pre-approval for you, how long does it take if there's no issues? Like, how long is that process going to take you?
Got it. I here's what I do most times is, and it was funny because a new loan officer came to me the other day and asked me kind of that question mm-hmm. in a roundabout way. He said, what documentation do you get from a client when you're doing a pre-approval?
Mm-hmm.
Let's reference there's a pre-qualification mm-hmm. and a pre-approval. 90% of what you usually get is a pre-qualification. So here's what I get. And it depends on your timing.
Mm-hmm.
If you are actually, you want to go out and look at a home tonight and you got that bug and now, you talk to Liz or Carrie and they said, but you need to talk to Dan first. I can make that happen. Here's how. I'll take the data from you directly and you can go online and do it, or you call me. If you call, you're going to get me personally. So that's, mm-hmm. A lot of times is, what do I do different than the other person?
Mm-hmm.
You deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to deal with, anybody else. You deal with me personally. It's hard, but I do it. So if we're going through the pre-approval or pre-qualification, if your credit scores are phenomenal
mm-hmm.
and you have a, $80,000 salary and mm-hmm. there's really no issues, I'll issue that pre-qualification pretty fast. Okay.
So it's interesting you emphasize salary. That means W-2.
Right.
Right? So if you are entrepreneur or a 1099.
Yep.
That's okay, a whole
really
different
good
animal.
Point.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that W-2, $80,000 good credit score, how long does it take to get that pre-approval, Dan?
10 minutes.
Okay.
And it's as solid as I can get. But again, it's like any computer program. The better the data in, the better the data out.
Sure. Garbage in, garbage out.
So now you have a client that's, I have a few right now. They own their own business.
Mm-hmm.
I make $200,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you net?
Yeah.
I kind of stop there and I'll even let you know. This is going to take me a day or two.
That's right.
And why? I need your tax returns.
Correct.
I need your corporate tax returns. I don't want, you'll hear me say this phrase a lot. And you were saying, mm-hmm. don't fall in love with that house
yes.
and then not be able to qualify. My reference to that is, I don't want to take you down a highway 100 miles an hour and there possibly be a brick wall at that end.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all hitting that brick wall. So I'm wasting your time. And I don't mean wasting, but you know, mm-hmm. We're taking your time. We're taking mm-hmm. my time. We're taking, you know, you're driving out seeing homes and all that stuff. So what I'll ask of those people, if you have commissions, salary or bonuses, overtime, business, you know, self-employed things, I need your tax returns. Mm-hmm. I need your pay stubs. You're going to have write-offs. You're going to have deductions. You're going to have a bunch of things mm-hmm. such as that, that I need to calculate your income.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Dan, I did tax returns for about 14 years because, you know, I used to do corporate filings and individual tax returns because I did have my CPA. So here's the thing, guys, though. We know that if you are a 1099 or entrepreneur, we know that you don't put everything that you make in your taxes because these are legitimate expenses.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. No judgment here. But, you know, you've just lessened your 1099 when you have all these write-offs, your expenses,
mm-hmm.
and now you're getting a mortgage and it's net of that.
Yeah. I had truck drivers before that made $250,000. They netted $30,000.
Wow, that's aggressive.
That's crazy.
Oh, they have tolls, gas, you know,
yeah.
the maintenance, this, that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything and anything. So, you know, you take that when I first talked to him, I make $250,000. Okay. I know this isn't the right math, but it's 20 grand a month.
Yes.
When it
yes.
broke down, they made $2,500 a month.
Yes.
Big difference.
Yes.
So that's what. So here's another thing. I'm just throw this out there. I issue that pre-approval. I have all my notes in my system.
Mm-hmm.
So now, most of the time, you're probably taking out that client on the evenings or weekends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not uncommon for me to get a text, say, from Liz on a Sunday afternoon saying, hey, we need our best and best and best offer
mm-hmm.
because we're in multiple
yes.
offers on
yes.
this property. So I know we have a $250,000 pre-approval, but can we go to $260,000? I can do that fast. In 99% of the cases, I'll have that pre-approval back to you in 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, to piggyback off all of this and kind of to sum it up, is like the pre-approval is so important, especially nowadays when everyone's looking online. Like they're looking and they're ready to go. And especially if they don't know how it works, you have to have that in order to go look, because of the instance of it being, you know, 300,000 and under. It's, you know, competition. So when you find that right house, you need to be ready to jump.
Yeah.
That's just the way I always word it. You know, you have to be ready to jump. And if you don't have that pre-approval, you can't jump.
Got it.
And we need Dan's information when we write this contract.
Yep.
Because we want to know what program you're going to get into, what's your down payment, what your closing costs that we may have to negotiate with a seller.
Mm-hmm.
We need that all from Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. And then realistically with that, you knowing the property, then you can give the client an estimated
monthly payment,
yeah. which, it, you know, could make or break it depending on the taxes or whatnot. Right.
So, yep. Great show. So yeah. we're running out of time a little bit. So Liz,
mm-hmm.
tell them how to get, you know, you're one of the first steps of this puzzle if they're looking to buy a home. So, you know, how do they get a hold of you?
You know what? I'm going to give my personal cell. It's 847-691-2976. 847-691-2976. And please catch our show too on Saturdays at 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock. That's Good to Know with Liz Goodchild and Carrie.
Yep. And you can reach us at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/goodtoknowliz.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks again for coming in. We're going to have the Goodchild team on at least once a week. So if you're a regular listener, please reach out to them. That's the team's going to be, we're going to funnel you through this system. If you're looking for a home, we're going to take you from pre-approval to finding that dream house, home inspection, to having legal counsel to make sure you're safe, all the way to you handing over the keys. So God bless you. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will be back tomorrow. See ya.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.